And then once we have sort of a good idea, we will be coming on site. And I think that Joanne mentioned that we would be coming on site starting on November 18th. And at that point, we'll be sitting down with the staff who actually do the work. And my dog is barking. I'm very sorry. But we will be sitting down with the people who are doing the work, and we'll be mapping out those processes. And with every process, it moves from the school district to the city and back to the school district through Munis. Some of it is manual, etc. And before all this is over with, we will know how things work.
You're hearing just a very quick snippet of a more than 2 hour meeting done virtually. This was actually, there was also partially in person as well. The Board of Education in Bridgeport and talking to the state and their approach to continue getting Bridgeport's school district in a good place. And I wanted to get some reaction from Joe Sokolovic, who is a Board of Education member in the city of Bridgeport and joins us now. Joe, always appreciate your updates. And what were your overall thoughts of last night's meeting?
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me once again. I was kind of a little perturbed because we're getting a technical support team for our technical support team. We've already got a technical support team that's assisting with a lot of these things, and I feel that while I will take advantage of it, state tax money being spent, so I will take advantage of it to find efficiencies. But the problem, let's be clear, the problem in Bridgeport Public Schools, maybe 10% could be related to efficiencies that we can find, but 90% overall is the underfunding by the state and local government, which I emphasized at the meeting. And yeah, it was really disturbing. And they're talking about transparency. For the first time, I don't know if you caught it, Melissa, that we found out that $5 million that's supposed to be coming to Bridgeport is not yet under the commissioner's control. And this is disturbing. We're talking about transparency, and we found that out for the first time after 5 months, that that money is still not available to our students while our students are suffering from massive cuts.
Joe, give people a little bit of background, though, if they don't remember when you're referring to the $5 million, what do you mean by that?
Well, last legislative session, there was passed a special $5 million supplement to Bridgeport's budget. However, it came with the rules that the commissioner would have to have care and control of that money, and a commissioner gets to decide what to do with that money. And for the first time, we just found out that that's not really the case. The commissioner does not have control of that money right now, according to Deputy Commissioner Hughes' yesterday's statement for the first time.
Who has control of the money?
That's a great question. I would love to get an answer to that. But it's few and far between. Getting information out of the state is like pulling teeth. I've actually literally have to file a FOIA request to try to see the contract that they negotiated with the bus company, because we haven't even been involved in a contract. We haven't seen the contract. What are we being responsible for?
So again, we've got Joe Sokolovic here, who is the vice chair of the Bridgeport Board of Education. And last night there was a major meeting. It obviously involved the Bridgeport Board, but it also involved people from the state. So Joe, you know, obviously this was an over 2 hour meeting, but that is certainly something that we need to look into. I know I am scheduled to talk again to Dr. Avery, interim superintendent of schools. I also have been in touch with the Department of Ed and talking to them about their recent report. In fact, the commissioner did send out an update, earlier this month. And it was a lot of good news, it felt like. It felt like a very good progress report. What did you think about that? I mean, was there any good that you've taken away?
Of course, there's progress. We went through the training. People now understand their roles in oversight. That was a big part of the problem, is nobody understood. A lot of people did not understand that we are, in fact, should be overseeing the budget, that we are to be responsible stewards for the money and all that. And that is a positive takeaway. Like I said, we do need to tighten up our internal controls, which was pointed out during the audit. And the audit also, the main thing the audit found was no fraud or misrepresentation. Mm-hmm. And very little waste, but just a need for tightening up the internal controls.
So besides the, I'm not making this out like this isn't a big deal. The $5 million, obviously, that is money that needs to go to the district. As you mentioned, this is for the good of the kids in that district, more than 19,000 of them. And, you know, as Bridgeport continues to, I think, be on the up and up, you know, that is a question that needs to be answered. I'm in 1,000% agreement with you. Were there any other major takeaways from last night's meeting, Joe, that you want to share with people, make sure that they're in the know?
Not really. The main point is just a lack of transparency and a lack of, the state keeps saying it's a partnership, but they more talk at us than with us. So I am reluctant to buy into that this is going to be a transparent process, because at the end of the day, the state is paying them over $250,000 from their budget. So they're going to answer to the state and do what the state says, just as the state technical team is doing. And I hope that we don't have to fight for information every step of the way. And I hope that there's not a false narrative that Bridgeport does not need any money, because we got the main problem in Bridgeport is there's a $9,000 per student gap between Greenwich and Bridgeport, which equates to $165 million in inequities on a per pupil basis. What we could do with that money would be astronomical. Give us the money we need to function and then judge us.
Do you think, though, Joe, that they are, you know, as I played in that clip earlier, they need to just see where that money would best be suited? Again, $5 million sounds like a lot, but it's really not a lot. I mean, let's be honest. When you talk about, as you mentioned, that gap, $5 million is really not a lot. That's going to go very fast. So, you know, do you think that the state is actually really just making sure that they're not just throwing money at something without really vetting it, or making sure it is going through a process where it makes sense that it would be its best value?
Leslie, yesterday, as part of the meeting, we were celebrating the fact that we were able to bring back substitute paraprofessionals in half our kindergarten classrooms. Certainly, yet nobody would be begrudge bringing back kindergarten paraprofessionals. Our students are suffering from trauma right now, today. Nobody would begrudge psychosocial services being brought back to service the children that are suffering trauma. There's so many things that money could be spent on that would impact the children's day. We are becoming a district. We're not going to be a one-to-one computer district anymore. We're going to go back to the old days, because we don't have enough IT professionals to repair the computers we got, and we're falling behind them. We're going to no longer be a district very soon that has a computer for every child. So there's plenty of things that money could go for that will not be considered a waste. Our kids deserve the same things that Greenwich students get.
Totally. I don't disagree with you at all, Joe. I guess my only thing is in you know, agree or disagree on this, Bridgeport has certainly had instances where they have spent money where the money then runs out, and now you have to eliminate positions, or you need to eliminate programs or things that, you know, we don't have the money anymore. So maybe they're saying, hey, $5 million is going to go real fast, and we want to make sure it goes to, for example, you were saying, you know, computers. Those last for quite some time if people take care of them. So that would be a great investment to make sure that you've got Chromebooks for, you know, students in the city of Bridgeport. That would make sense. But is that the greatest, you know what I mean? Versus let's put $5 million into bonuses for paraprofessionals, but that bonus is not going to continue after this year. Well, now we are back in a place where we might lose paraprofessionals. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they're really trying to figure out how do you maximize $5 million when that really is not enough to really help out Bridgeport.
Right, and I think that's the main takeaway, Melissa, is that $5 million is absolutely not enough, and that's what we should be focused on. That's not enough. How do we get to Bridgeport the amount that is enough? That's where the focus needs to be. I think we need to maybe look at our governance structure at the very, very top and elect a progressive governor who's willing to put education at the top of the list, especially for our inner cities.
Well, that's what elections are for, certainly. And I know it's not a gubernatorial election, but it certainly is something that is already heating up ahead of the next gubernatorial election here in Connecticut. And Joe Sokolovic, I always appreciate just getting your insight. Again, vice chair of the Bridgeport Board of Education. We are going to continue having these conversations, including with the interim superintendent of schools, Dr. Avery, as well as the Department of Education here in Connecticut, as we continue to monitor what's happening in the city of Bridgeport. Joe, thank you so much for always giving us the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too.